Hello, I'm Emily Trashenko, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about what recovery coaching with me involves. The very short version is you decide whether to do this, how to do it, what this actually is. This is your life, and you are the only one who should be deciding how to live it. And if you prefer, here's a slightly longer version. Coaching with me is the opposite of someone trying to save you, someone thinking it's their job to save you, someone thinking you need saving by being told what to do. I will not patronise you in that way, not least because it's clear how badly the patronising works for most people. My job, as I see it, is not to make you healthy, it's to help you discover how you want to live. Because eating disorders are illnesses, but like every illness, and more than almost any other illness I can think of, they're illnesses that play out thanks to the actions that you take and don't take, thanks to the things that you value and reject. They're not lifestyle choices. Not in the rich, meaningful sense of that term, although they sometimes begin by kidding you that they can be. But they are sustained by a million little choices about how you're going to live today. So, how could I help you with this strange, magical, natural, complex, dead simple process or set of processes that we call recovery? Well, there are two strands that thread through everything I do as a coach. One is appreciating the value of behaviour, the transformations that so reliably come from getting practical about the everyday specifics that our lives are made of. What you do when you first wake up in the morning, how you decide what to have for lunch, or indeed whether to have anything for lunch. So one is putting behaviour, practical action, centre stage. The other is appreciating the value of your personal agency, your interwoven capacities to notice, interpret, conclude, decide, plan, and carry out those plans, which is where we come back round to action. These are not capacities that are encouraged or trained very well by being treated as a patient, but they are capacities that can absolutely be both encouraged and trained when we understand that you have an enormous amount of wisdom about yourself, about your illness, and about the kind of health and happiness that you aspire to. And when we are very clear that we are absolutely not going to let all of that wisdom go to waste. And together, this means cultivating the beautiful interactions between action and agency. And in this way, helping the discoveries happen that happen only when we have insights and ideas and try them out in ways that yield the next new insight and idea. So we get to witness the beauty of how, for example, eating a breakfast you actually love eating changes your understanding of who you are and what's possible for you, and how that in turn flows into what you do with your Friday night, and so on in really delightful spirals of understanding and change. Utterly different from that horrid great static chasm between insight here and action impossibly over there that can widen before our feet if all we ever do is think about doing. So, as I say, this is not about me telling you what to do, not about me giving you a meal plan, not about me telling you how this thing works, though I'm happy to share examples from my own experience and other people's when it seems useful. It will work differently for you from how it works for anyone else who has ever had something go wrong with their eating and then really made things right again. Instead of expecting you to fit into some mould that I dictate, I'll do things to help you get more comfortable and confident and daring in the deciding and the doing. Things like asking you questions, sometimes little ones, sometimes big ones, sometimes weird ones. Things like listening to your answers, challenging you if I wonder whether you're shortchanging or fooling yourself. Reminding you of things that you've told me matter to you, menuing possibilities that might help you think more daringly, giving you information about things you may have little blind spots about, encouraging you to do things that you want to do and are not completely sure that you can do, celebrating with you when you do those things, holding silence when words are not what's needed, and many other variations on what it means to help you in the moment to bring your reality closer to your ideal. And I should say that while I love and respect the fact that this is all about you and about the richness of experience and discovery, I'm also pretty no-nonsense. I have not fallen into the trap of thinking that there's nothing to be learned from other people's experiences, from scientific research, from common sense, from plans and spreadsheets, if you don't hate spreadsheets, from all the little prosaic details that make the difference. Ultimately, a big chunk of recovery from an eating problem is pretty damn simple. For a lot of people, for many months, it tends to centre on the core principles of eat more and move less, because so much in our contemporary world screams at us to do the opposite. It's usually pretty damn important to accept that all this is eminently practical, and that you have a lot in common with a lot of other people, as well as differing from them in cool ways. I also don't forget about the body, how the nervous system and this entire evolved biological system that you are responds to the environment, how this body responds to perceived threats and perceived rewards, how this body generates every other experience we have, if generate is even the right word. In other parts of my work, I've co-authored a big textbook on consciousness with my mother, so I'm ultra aware of how little grasp we have on the basics of what experience actually is and how it relates to the matter we're made of. Anyway, somatic body focus work is a thread of my practice that feels increasingly important. Leaving it out is a bit like not noticing the air we breathe because it's invisible and omnipresent. So if you want, we can explore some of the fascinating and crucial little details of how sensations in the body relate to other things. Things as immediate as how the experience of eating this plate of food is going to be, and things as all-encompassing as what you understand by a life well lived. Ultimately, that sort of structural link between the practical and the existential is at the centre of why I love coaching as a method. It's like tethering the green-brown earth with the big blue sky overhead, like plaiting skyhooks made of silk and rope between your actions and your dreams. And that's a pretty metaphor, but it's not as pretty as recovery in action, which is a very beautiful real-life process to witness and be part of. I love every time a life is freed of the constraints and dishonesties of an eating disorder. I love the discovery and the opening out of possibility in it. So if you'd like a chat about how your particular version of this sort of coming back to life or coming forwards to a newly vibrant kind of life might work, do reach out and we can book a discovery call and get to know each other a little bit.